Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now. Seat
Breakfast with Now and Show. So you tell me it's still not Friday. Is that what you're saying to me?
I know, yeah. Longest week ever, isn't it?
Yeah, but we have a bank holiday.
Yeah. No, that's the only saving grace.
The banker is coming. Up the banker.
Oh, I hate when people say the banker.
I know, that's why I did it. I'm trying to wreck your heads.
Up the banker. Let's all go out.
What are you doing for the banker, baby?
You kind of have to do it in like, what are you doing for the banker, everybody? You know,
where are you going?
What
are you doing at the banker? Are you going out to play some golf with your dad?
Are you going to
have a few highlights?
A little bit racist towards our Dublin friends.
No, I'm just saying like it sounds like
that's
such
the way
a
to
Dublin
talk,
phrase.
Like,
can I ask you something, right? Because I don't know if you were listening to Beat Drive yesterday with Darren and Lydia. And then I was on Instagram last night and Lydia actually asked a question. So I only came in at the end of the conversation. But my mind is a little bit blown. You know when you put petrol in at the pump?
Yeah.
And then you go in to pay?
Yeah.
What do you do with your car? Because Lydia claimed that she leaves her car there, which is what I do. But I think Darren said that
you're meant to pull it anyway.
If it's busy, you're meant to pull it up to a parking spot. But I'd always get terrified to think I'm robbing.
Exactly, Killian. And then also, like, if there's 8 pumps, are you not confusing them? Because, like, how do they know, they don't know my name, but, like, she put in €30 and then someone else comes along.
They'll not ask you, what pump?
Yeah, I never remember. I always go in and go, I don't know which one.
Just point at your car.
But I never move. Whereas I think Darren was adamant that you have to move the car. And Lydia was like, no, I always leave it there.
At least you're not one of those people. And I've done it on several occasions, but I hate when other people do it, is when there's no other parking spots in a shop.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
not getting diesel or petrol. I'll park at a pump and I'll go in.
That's a crime.
That is like not actually officially illegal, but it should be. Like that's really
I'd never do that. Everyone's done it.
No, I've never done that.
Loser, get a life.
Anyway, happy Thursday, October 24th. Beat Breakfast. Today's daily dilemma involves food.
Okay, yep. I like food.
Yeah.
Very good. Also on the way this morning, we'll have a report on Cool to School from yesterday. See how they get on in County Carlow. We have another round of Beat the Bomb to get you some nice chocolate prizes for Halloween. We're here till 10. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Wake up.
I'm going to wake you up.
Okay. I'm not quite awake yet, so don't push us too hard.
I've come up with a new little game.
Okay.
It's called What the Bluff.
What the Bluff?
What the Bluff?
What the Bluff, man. Do you like that?
Yeah.
It's all about bluffing. It's all about bluffing. So I kind of saw it on TikTok, so credit to TikTok where it is. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little bit of a topic and it's all about bluffing. See who can name the most. So say if I say, I want you to see how many songs from the noughties you can name. So Niall, in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
How many do you think you can name?
Songs from the noughties?
Yeah.
In 30 seconds, I could probably get over 50.
Okay. Show.
30 seconds,
yeah,
really?
Songs from the noughties.
Oh, I was just 30 seconds. I'd say 20.
20. Yeah. So there we go. So the aim of the game is you think Niall's bluffing on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Because it's not physically possible to name 50 songs. Yeah.
Do you know what? I had another little topic, but you know what? I think you're bluffing. Can you name 50 songs?
I thought that was an example, to be honest.
Well, you were very confident.
I probably could, yeah.
Could you?
I'd have a go at it, yeah. I'm just thinking of your throwbacks there, like in the songs that I schedule every day.
Show 50 songs in 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, let him take that. Absolutely.
Okay, Niall, put your money where your mouth is. 30 seconds on the clock. Can you name 50 naughty songs in 30 seconds?
Okay, let's go. Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground, Girls Aloud Biology, Shaggy Wasn't Me, Shaggy Angel, Rihanna Umbrella, Rihanna, what are the other, Ponder Replay, Rihanna California King Bed, let's think Take That, Greatest Day, let's think Westlife, what were the naughty songs, World of Our Own, When You're Looking Like That, let's think, who else are we thinking, give me an act here from the naughties, let's think Beyonce, Crazy in Love, Beyonce, Baby Boy, Beyonce, I probably got about 25, did I?
Adele.
Rolling in the Deep.
That was 20 cents.
How many?
16.
You see, I think like 30 seconds, like that was really hard.
That's an example, right? Yeah. So we're going back to a level playing field here now, okay?
Oh, we're playing again. Okay.
Playing again. That was an example. See how it goes. Because do you know what? That was a bit mean to you, Niall. 50 seconds, you're very confident to show how it goes. Right. So between the two of you is here now.
Okay.
I want you to name things that you can do at a wedding.
Things you can do at a wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in 30 seconds, I'd say I can name 10.
I'm just going to try beat. I'm going to say 11.
Show. Do you think you can name more than that?
12.
You're going to go 12.
Yeah. Do you think she's lying? Do you think you can name more things you can do at a wedding?
No, I'm going to let her go for the 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What the Bluff show.
Here we go.
13 things you can do at a wedding.
Let's go.
You can wear a dress. You can wear a hat. You can dance on the dance floor. You can eat your dinner. You can talk to the bride and groom. You can at a wedding, you can if you want, you can stand up and say a speech. You can be the person that if they say, if anybody wants to, if anybody thinks there's any reason why this marriage shouldn't go ahead, you can stand up. You could sing a song if you wanted. You could tell an embarrassing joke. You could join the band on stage. You could do the splits. You could. I think that bet is wrong, though. Am I not losing 3 seconds at the end?
No.
When the bomb goes, the bomb goes.
That's 12. You're one off.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, some of them were questionable.
But it's always going to be questionable if you ask me.
Yeah, there's one question. You can wear a dress, you can wear a hat. Like, is that not, you can wear clothes?
You can
talk
to people.
One.
Yeah.
You can stand up. What did you say? You can stand up and object to the wedding.
That was my favourite one.
What kind of wedding have you been to where someone's had?
I've waited all my life for somebody to do that.
I know. Do you ever have that moment when you're at a wedding and you go, imagine someone interjected.
But the priest doesn't do it in Ireland, does he? He doesn't make that offer, does he? If anyone has any objections, stand up now. I'm trying to think. I can't remember hearing.
No, I definitely
wedding.
Think I've heard it at weddings. Okay. Like,
has anyone ever seen somebody stand up at a wedding and go, no, he loves me?
I'm going to do it at the next wedding, Matt. I'm just going to go into a random wedding. I just go, I object.
Yeah.
Imagine stand doing that. No. You can wear a dress to a wedding.
You can.
You can wear a hat.
It's my new game.
You can talk to the bride at a wedding.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
You can get up and you can shout at the object.
Well, it's not as if there's an official list of things that I got wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you could do anything. You can go for a wee at a wedding.
Yeah, well, obviously in the bathroom. But like, it's very open to...
You could scratch your ear at a wedding.
Yeah, exactly. I could have said anything.
You
couldn't have disputed it because there's no official list of what to do at a wedding.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to our new game, What the Bluff.
What the Bluff.
Where Niall and Seán have to bluff their way out of answering questions, and whoever falls on the bad side gets it.
I actually think I think we're quite good bluffers anyway, so I think this is kind of suited to us.
Okay, we'll play our last and final round for today, and we may never play this again.
You may never hear this again.
This might be your only chance to hear a game of What's My Bluff.
Okay, yeah. I want you to tell me as many things in 30 seconds that you can think of, things that you can ride on.
Things you can ride on. Ooh, okay.
I've never seen Sho's face so happy. She just lit up there.
I'd say I can do 10.
I'd say I can do, I'm going to go for 12.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, there's no way.
Okay, take it.
You want me to take
it? Yeah,
take it at 12.
Yeah. Okay, 30 seconds if you can name 12 things you can ride on.
You can ride on a tractor. You can ride on a horse.
Yeah.
You can ride on a camel.
Yeah.
You can ride on a donkey. I've done it. You can ride on a go-kart.
Yes.
You can ride on a bicycle.
Yes.
You can ride on a unicycle.
Yeah.
You can ride on a tricycle.
Yes.
You can ride on a horse. I said horse, but a cart. The back part. The cart.
Oh, no, that's not right.
No, you can get on the horse or you can get on the cart.
Yeah, come on.
Absolutely no way. You can ride on a...
What are you dancing?
Lady.
A lady.
I needed the point.
I can't believe you said a lady.
Sorry, I needed the point, everyone. I apologise.
Did he get the point?
Did I get there?
You got 10.
Oh my God. I put my neck on the line and my career on the line.
Do you know what the funniest thing is? I thought you said things you can write on.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
So a lot of people are giving out about the fact that all of the supermarkets have all their Christmas stuff and they're like, oh, it's too early, blah, blah, blah. In the middle of that, Tesco in the UK have launched something far superior to tubs of biscuits and sweets. They have launched a bizarre new range of life-sized celebrity cardboard cutouts.
Wow.
And people in the supermarket doing their weekly shop or whatever genuinely thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, they thought it was just like a promotion thing.
Yeah. Because we were over in Tesco there a couple of months ago and Max Verstappen was everywhere promoting a certain product.
But he wasn't for sale.
He wasn't for sale.
I already have one at home.
Yeah. There's also a guy in Wexford who randomly has one in his window. And
of
it's
who?
Been there. Of Max Verstappen.
Oh, Max.
It's
okay.
been there for a year.
Okay.
And I'm always like, yeah, he's just going to stay there forever and just watch over the town. Anyway, in Tesco in the UK, $38.99 is the sterling price. It's €46 converted into euro.
Okay, so, well, what kind of celebs are we talking here?
Right,
Jo?
Not who you would expect, okay? You can get Jeremy Corbyn.
Okay. Okay.
You can get Theresa May.
Wow.
You can get Matty Healy.
Okay, that's popular.
Yeah, sign me up.
You can get Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm.
And you can get Tom Hiddleston, who just happened to be three of Taylor Swift's exes.
Weird.
Weird. Very weird. So, and you can also get Shrek. And Shrek, so far, has proved the most popular.
Yeah, a lot of people have an attraction to Shrek, as we found out last week.
Oh, very unusual. I wasn't here for this. Oh, like a cartoon character that you fancy kind
of
thing.
Yeah, a lot of people find them really hot.
The other cardboard cutout that you can get is Hillary Clinton, and she is also 4 to 6 euro.
Okay,
now,
Hillary.
Who goes into Tesco and goes, do you know what I've always wanted? I've always wanted Hillary Clinton in my sitting room.
It's just a bit 2016, isn't it?
You can also get Rihanna. She's wearing a bejeweled bikini.
Oh.
And you can get Anton Deck. Now, I would get Anton Deck, to be honest with you. I would pay 46 euro for Anton Deck.
Are they in the one cutout, or are they two separate ones? Do you have to get the set?
They're all the one.
Okay, obviously, yeah. Would you put Anton Deck in your house?
Oh, good question, Noel. Good question.
I mean, your house isn't huge.
I don't really sit at the kitchen table at all, so I'd probably put them at the end of kitchen table. And
she'd always have company in the kitchen.
Yeah, or if I could get Dermot O'Leary, I could walk into the kitchen every time and be like, your Saturday night starts right here.
You do a little dance.
Yeah. I'd buy a Dermot, actually. I would buy Dermot. Yeah, there you go. I've said it.
And Pop Mescal if he was cut out as well, I'd say.
Yeah, imagine Tom came into the kitchen and I just had like all these random cardboard
hot men around the table.
Okay, so the question is, right, how much do you think like you would pay for us, the three of us, as a cardboard cutout? Like, do you think there's
individually
any...
Individually, or are we all the one?
I think we'd be better to pool our resources and come together, you know?
I think it'd be a lot of money for me. Just to say, I think it'd be a big demand for one separately of me.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I think people would cuddle me in bed. Do you know, bring me up to bed there, the cardboard.
It's cardboard. It's not very cuddly.
You can't cuddle a cardboard. And I asked Tom yesterday, so I happened to be married to a printer, and he said it's cardboard that it's made out of. It's not something that you're going to be really cuddling like.
Yeah.
That's sad. I'd get one of myself and cuddle myself.
Oh, that's sad. I just want to know like what people would be willing to...
What would you offer for a cardboard cutout for me, Sho and Gideon for Christmas this year? You know, it's the gift every home should have.
You never thought it was possible to have us in your house for Christmas dinner. Mm. And this could be like your moment. Do
okay,
you know what I mean?
So we ask for bids right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I give you the carcass of my chicken left over for one of the three of us, Niall.
And I'll give you the air fryer that he couldn't be arsed carrying back home.
Okay. I'll give you a packet of malted biscuits on my table, on my desk.
What about the bagels? Will you throw in the bagels?
They're not my bagels.
Okay.
They're Killian's.
Okay, any offers here? A cardboard cutout. We'll get it made. We can get it made. We know a printer. 085-102-9103.
How sad would it be if not one person wants to bid on a cardboard cutout?
And Tom refuses to make it. Beat Breakfast on
Beat 102-103. Wake up, wake up. I'm a bit irate this morning.
Why are you annoyed?
Well, not
apart
irate.
From the printer.
Yeah, oh God, I was fighting with the printer out there, but that's a story for another day.
Okay.
So me and Sho went for a coffee yesterday, as sometimes we usually do, and Sho wanted bagels. So she's like, we'll go to Lidl. And I was like, grand.
No, did you ever get a craving for something? And I used to, years ago when I lived in Dublin, I always used to get bagels with cream cheese. And yesterday I was like, oh, I just really want that. Like, you know?
And it wasn't anything spectacular. It was grand. It could have done the garlic and herbs, soft cheese.
Or a bit of salmon on it as well.
Oh, it would have been nice with a bit of salmon. But I wouldn't do that in the workplace. And this leads nicely onto what Killian's going to talk about.
Okay. So when I was in Lidl, I was like, you know what, I'll just pick up a few bits for home, because I don't have to go out to the shops. Then when I get home, I can do my washing, or I can tidy up and I don't have to leave the house. Anyway, I got a couple of bits, but one of the things I got was, you know, kind of cooked chicken, as in the pack. It's kind of like broken up. It's like tikka chicken pieces for a sandwich.
Cold meats.
Yeah, cold meats. So anyway, we're in the car and I was like, I'm actually starving now and I'd love to bring that into work. But like, who would be looking at me at my desk eating with like out of my hands a pack of chicken? Well, and I said, I wouldn't care. If Sho did that, I wouldn't care. And everyone has this thing in a workplace like, ooh, it's not acceptable to do this, it's not acceptable to eat at your desk. We got given out to once for eating a sandwich at our desk because it smelled of it.
If it's hot food,
you did.
If it's smelly food, it's a no.
So anyway, I want to normalise eating foods at your desk, like just the foods you wouldn't think of eating. So there, I want to eat a pack of chicken out of my hands, or maybe a pack of ham.
Yeah, we see now. Okay, there's a couple of things there, right? The chicken and the ham are not, they don't come under the smelly food rule.
Yeah,
okay?
They don't.
To be fair to you, right? So they shouldn't be banned necessarily.
But it's the fact that you're doing it with your hands.
It's a bit strange. We talked about this a while back about just eating ham out of the packet. Fine in the privacy of your own kitchen at the fridge, but in front of the public.
But why not?
It's a bit uncouth.
It's my lunch. I can do what I want at my desk, which leads me further onto chicken. Sometimes I go in to the deli down the road.
Okay.
And they have cooked chickens.
The rotisserie. rotisserie chicken yeah. cooked.
And I'd love to just buy one and just store on my desk and just be picking at it. I could have a wing. I could have a leg. I could be slicing. Anyone want to carve off? Anyone want a breast? Anyone want a breast over here?
Sometimes you really are Homer.
Yeah. But you don't have a you are at a disadvantage. You don't have a little. I have a little. What you call it? A little
desk.
No, not a desk.
Under desk drawer.
A drawer. I have drawers. You don't even have a drawer. Like by rights, my bottom drawer there, perfect for
you
rotisserie chicken.
And yeah, sneakily eat it out. Do you know there was an all out here once about a rotisserie chicken?
Stop.
Yeah.
What happened?
Somebody took one into the canteen, not even at their desk, and they picked away at it and they just left the carcass there.
No. Well,
and the head man sent an all out. It's the state of the canteen this morning, not to mention the carcass of the chicken that was left there.
Well, actually, at weekends, because I used to work weekends here for many years, and there was often a rotisserie chicken upstairs because people used to make sandwiches out of it.
Yeah. Feeds a family. Feeds the whole family.
That could last me a week. I could have it there on my desk. A little chicken.
No, you couldn't leave it there for a week.
Now. I'm a busy man and I like to eat at my desk. No. And I think normalise it. Sure, who cares? It's only a bit of chicken. Who's going to be like, oh, he's eating it with his hands? Well, yeah, leave it off.
You have greasy hands on your keyboard, man.
Next on the list, all right, I want to normalise.
I just want to say, you can't leave a chicken at a desk for a week. It'll go off. That's my point.
Like, yeah, I'd have it gone. I'd have it gone in the day. Let's be realistic. Right, number three.
Right.
Sometimes I just have a craving for some beans.
Beans.
And I just think I'd look like an absolute tool if I was just to open up a can, whoop, spoon, and just be eating them cold.
Cold.
At my desk.
Oh.
Whoa, that's the thing. It's not, like, who cares?
It's your belly and it's your life. But I went to a friend's house as a child once, and his mum said, come on down and have some breakfast. And there's a big bowl of beans, and I took a big spoon of it.
Don't say it was cold.
It was the first time I realised in my life that some savages eat them cold.
I think it's sick if you eat beans cold. I think it's sick. I'm saying it now. I think there's something, like, it's not. Baked beans are not meant to be eaten cold.
Tin foods.
Do you know what? You could get a Beat Breakfast travel mug, sat at your desk, and you could be hopping off the beans.
Yeah, yeah.
Last one on the
list. Okay, another one.
Sometimes I fancy some pickles or jalapenos, and the juice is lovely. So I think, like, you could have a little jar of pickles, like the big long ones that look like whatever, or you could get the little ones cut up, or the jalapenos, and so you can drink the juice. Like, come on now.
You drink
the juice. Why do I have to go up to the canteen when I'm working away?
Because it's
just
smelly, and you're putting in or out of other people.
And I sit beside you and I have to look at you. Yeah. Do you know, it's not just the smell.
I do like pickled onions now. I like them in a little cocktail stick and just pick
exactly.
them out.
Exactly. No. So there we go. Normalise in the workplace and show I think I need some help off you, because I need to make this, especially the chicken.
Have you got a strategy for him, show?
I might.
I see you have handwritten some notes.
On board with me yesterday, was like, I think there's a way we can maybe make this work, because as you said, Niall, I'd look like an absolute tool at the desk. So if there's a way I can hide it, I'll help appreciate it.
Just the chicken. But if I give you this kind of like plan that I've come up
roadmap.
With, you actually have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wake
up. 7:15, right. Killian has a plan. He has goals. We should all have goals in life, I think. And he's turned to Shona Lyons for some help here.
Yeah, I just hate the way everything's gone so civilised lately, and you have to be up in a canteen. I just want to eat some of my food at my desk and work without being looked at.
It's tricky at the moment as well. This is 14 TY Media Week students up there. No room.
I don't care. Affect them.
Nobody has ever asked me for such advice when it comes to cooking related issues, so thank you so much. I'm very appreciative and grateful. Right, you ready for this? Yeah, I'm going to go into Mission Impossible mode here.
Okay, let me get you your music then to get you set up. Let's do this.
Okay. It's dark. Killian is arriving at the broadcast centre. Arrive early, Killian.
Okay.
Just say hello, but don't engage in conversation. Go about your business. Remember, wear a peak hat coming into the building.
Ah, come off it now.
Carry a backpack.
Balaclava.
No balaclava. Suspicious. Carry a backpack. And the backpack will contain your air fryer.
Ooh. Oh. Do I have to buy this air fryer?
Bring it from home. Your raw rotisserie chicken is in the bag. And some spices.
Oh.
To avoid any confusion or arouse any more suspicion, because you don't normally wear a backpack, immediately remove the air fryer from the backpack and place it discreetly to the left of your feet under your desk.
Okay.
Heat the air fryer immediately, 175 degrees, according to manufacturer's instructions. Remove the chicken from your backpack. in a separate plastic bag.
It's going to be a bloody big backpack with an air fryer and a full rotisserie chicken in it. But hey,
in a
suitcase.
Plastic bag, mix your salt, your paprika.
Should I say that again?
Your paprika, your onion, your pepper. And throw the chicken into the bag. So basically, you're zhuzhing it all together.
Zhuzh it up.
So like, I thought this is supposed to be discreet.
Yeah.
And then your colleagues pass
your
and I'm there with a big plastic bag.
Your hands are under the desk. You're in before everybody else.
Oh, so I'm pretending I'm doing... That looks like I'm doing something else if I'm doing that under the desk now.
You're mixing it under the desk. And basically what you're doing there in your plastic bag is you're seasoning the chicken and nobody is any the wiser.
Normally, could you not mix up the chicken?
No, it's better when the chicken
just before
is fresh.
It goes in.
Like, that's what I've been told, yeah.
Okay.
And like, what is also happening is while you're seasoning and judging up in the bag,
you're chatting to Aoife as if nothing's going on.
And then everyone else has gone for coffee and they're going about their normal business and nobody is none the wiser, all right? So then your air fryer is heated up. You're sticking it in the air fryer. Now, this is amazing. Air fryers blow my mind. That rotisserie chicken with this seasoning is going to cook in 25 minutes. So you're going to come in here, start be breakfast at 7 o'clock. You've set it at 175 degrees. You're sticking it on for 25 minutes. You go start the show. You come along. Hello, it's Niall Show and Killian. Beat breakfast for a Tuesday morning. How are you? Nobody knows what's going on behind the scenes. The chicken is cooking in the fryer.
Can we not start to smell this cooking?
No, we're in studio. They're out there. Yeah, we're in here.
Poor Odrin in the newsroom. He's like, what's that smell?
He's still new. He won't question it. Right, so while your chicken is cooking in the air fryer, you keep a close eye at the time, right? Mm. So 7:25, you're going to make your escape. Now, normally around this time, we'd go into ads. Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, what if we're in the middle of a conversation piece on the show? How's he going to get out? He does not want that chicken to burn.
Cramp. I shouldn't have eaten that 2 day old pizza. Ooh, with the jalapeno. Ooh, a little cramp in my tummy. Sorry, lads. Toilet calls. Emergency. Nobody's going to question that. No, would you come up against a man
in
his toilet?
No, I'm not asking about his cramps.
Okay. So there's an ad break at approximately 7:25, which means I feel you'll get out at that time without having to explain. You probably won't have to do the pizza with the jalapeno. That probably won't be an issue.
Okay.
You're going to get out at 7:25. You are going to say that you need something at your desk, right? You need to do a little bit of audio. Producer of the show, you know? Ooh, get some audio. Okay. You're making your way to the desk. Now, this is the important part, and this is the final piece of the rotisserie chicken and the air fryer puzzle, okay? You have got to sit underneath your desk.
Ah, Jesus.
Now, remember...
Under the desk.
Under the
There's
desk.
Not much space under those.
So what do you do? Oh, I dropped my pen.
No,
Wiring. Need to fix the wiring, get the USB stuff.
Just get under the desk. You're still wearing your peak hat, which makes you a little bit more camouflaged than normal, okay? You're sitting under the desk, right? So you're sat underneath, okay? You're underneath the desk. Your air fryer is by your side. You're going to remove the chicken from the air fryer, okay? This is the important bit. You're going to get the plastic bag back and you're going to place it on your stomach and you're going to lie back. You're not going to sit. You're going to lie back. And you're going to break off the chicken piece by piece. You're lying under your desk eating your rotisserie chicken. Nobody knows what's going on. Genius.
And you've got to do all this in a 4 minute ad break. Eat the entire rotisserie chicken, all right?
Thank you
for the roadmap for strategy.
You're welcome, no problem.
That is how you eat a rotisserie chicken under your desk at 7:15 in the morning and nobody notices.
Nobody would know. No.
Nobody notices.
It's foolproof.
Yeah.
Okay, it's completely foolproof.
Thank you.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
And it's time for Beat the Bomb with the Chocolate Garden of Ireland. Getting you set for Halloween. There's loads going on there for all the family. Now, we had a huge response this morning and we're happy to welcome Sarah from Wexford to play Beat the Bomb. Hello, Sarah.
Hello,
how are you? Excuse me. Sarah, I'm so sorry that came out of nowhere. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that right into your...
Yeah, wet one too.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, where are you this morning?
I am currently on the way to Castlebridge to work.
Oh, now, Sarah, just for a moment, okay?
My old
village. And secondly, did you know, Sarah, Castlebridge, County Wexford, is the birthplace of the Guinness Book of World Records?
No, I actually didn't.
It's always wonderful when you find someone.
No. Thanks so much for that, Sarah, for setting her off now, because we're going to be hearing about the world record book now for the whole morning. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Where are you going, Sarah? What are you up to?
So just on my way to work. I work in the nursing home in Castlebridge.
Lovely. Okay. All right. So you've never played before. Thank you for coming forward this morning. This is very exciting, isn't it? Are we very excited
I'm
for Sarah?
I'm buzzing for
I'm
this.
I'm so excited to have Sarah on, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Now you need to perform now that we've so much expectation for you, Sarah. The pressure.
Yeah, I don't know about that one now. Some days is good, some days not so good.
No, I'm feeling it, girl. I'm feeling it. You've got the purple and gold running through your blood, your Grant.
Let's do this. Best of luck.
Beat the bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Sarah, how many strings does an acoustic guitar typically have?
Five.
Oh, it's six. Okay. What are the first two digits of pi? Is it 1.3 or 3.1?
3.1.
Yes. How many letters are there in the word information?
11.
Yes. What channel network can Ireland AM be watched on?
RTE2.
No, it's Virgin Media. What is 17 plus 91?
108.
Yes. What is the Irish word for a sandwich?
Oh, pass.
That's Kepra. What soccer team does Jack Grealish play for?
Oh, I have no idea. Liverpool?
No, it's Man City. In what southeast county would you find the Lyrath Estate?
Kilkenny.
Yes. What is Mrs. Brown's first name from the TV show?
Agnes.
Yes. Who sings songs such as Pompeii and Happier?
Bastille.
Yes. What is the Roman numeral for 13?
Oh, pass.
That's XIII. Orange and black are traditionally associated with what holiday?
Halloween.
Yes. What well-known actor and former wrestler is known as The Rock?
Dwayne Johnson.
Yes. Who won the 2023 Ryder Cup Europe? Sorry, Europe or the USA Ryder Cup?
Europe.
Yes. Where can you find the Chartres Cathedral?
France.
Yes. What Friends character is known for the phrase, "How you doing?"
Joey.
Yes. In what city is Everton Football Club based?
What city? Have a guess. City.
I have no idea. Not a clue.
Just guess. Just
any. For an answer,
a city in the UK. Give us one of them.
Everton.
London.
No.
No.
No, not that one. Annie done that one.
It's Liverpool.
Liverpool.
You did really well, Sarah. You're on your own.
Think it was your chakras that really gave it the help.
Yeah,
there.
I will tell you, Sarah, before we came on, I said to Niall, like, what do I do? And he said, you have to, like, just do it with the accent. So I think you picked up on that. And that was
Plus, you really came on to Sarah there with your joy. How you doing?
Yeah, well, I just want to say before I give you your score, Sarah, I do think it's a little bit unfair that when there's a Wexford contestant on Beat the Bomb show, really drives you on. You put a lot more into it, I think, that for your own kin. If it was a Waterford or Carlow person, you don't give it as much.
That's not true.
Yeah, you don't give a damn about give a damn about our Dolman and our Richie Cavanaghs and our Blas and our Regis.
This is an equal opportunity. Sarah, I just want to say, I was rooting for you because you were on your own this morning. The fact that you're from Wexford had nothing to do with it.
Listen, Sarah, you got 11 points. Yay! It's a brilliant score. Well done. And you've won your daily prize, the family mould making experience for the Chocolate Garden of Ireland. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks so much. You too.
Have a good day. And don't forget to share that information about Castlebridge, because you'll impress a lot of people with that today, all right? Have a good one.
Bye. Bye. All the info you need, a chocolate.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up. Do it. In the morning, I gotta wake up. Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Radio, it's Tuesday's Beat Breakfast, 16 after 8. Now, what I've heard rumour, I heard you giving out in the office, there was a bit of a debacle in recent days when you called round. Talk to me. What's going on?
She visited the home house in Bagnallstown for the first time. She made her maiden voyage to Bagnallstown.
I was in Carlow last Wednesday.
Thursday
in the Woodford Dolman doing an event for the Enterprise Centre Carlow in Kilkenny, and it was for National Women's Enterprise Day. And then after that, I visited Killian, and he had invited me for a number of months and I had declined, so I was absolutely excited and delighted to be visiting his house, and I suppose, like, I wasn't expecting a spread or anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't
well
be.
I had offered lunch instead of getting lunch at the event, so I don't want anything. So
I would take it, knowing show as we both know her so well, if she'd eaten a meal, all you'd want is maybe a nice biscuit and a cup of tea. That's you, isn't it? isn't it?
A Just Divine. Simple. Just biscuit. A Just Divine.
That's all you did. Yeah. That's all you asked.
So we brought her into the house. We did the tour. Showed her the shack. She got to see it.
Oh, wow. The love shack.
Impressions of the shack. Come on now. Because I want people to know it's not just like a little rundown shack.
Your shack. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Your shack is gorgeous. Yeah, it's really nicely done. And it's decorated as you would expect Killian's space to be decorated. There's a guitar and there's a bed and there's posters on the wall. He showed me a program from when he appeared in Greece in secondary school. Yeah, I saw it all.
I brought her up anyway. Hard work showing the shack. So he said we'd have a cup of tea. And Mam was working for the week. So sometimes it's a bad week because she's like not in the house, so she wouldn't have the shopping done. So I met her a cup of tea and I went to the press. And all my mother had was these rotten like rice cake, yogurt rice cakes, but they had like raspberry stuff on them.
Oh, I can't stand those. I mean, she does eat them, but I can't
stand them. No, I said, you want one of those? And she laughed and said, no, thanks. So anyway, myself and Owen, my brother was there. They were chatting. He's in the guard, so they were chatting all about that. And then I was like looking at the presses because usually Mam is a hiding spot because there's four lads in the house. So
yeah.
If you buy a packet of bars, they're gone in 20 minutes. Anyway, so I opened it. I was like, oh, here's some chocolate. I'll offer to show. Didn't realise it was a half-eaten bar of cooking chocolate.
Cooking chocolate.
But Niall, not only was it a half-eaten bar, it was open. Like it had been in the press and there was this big
2006.
Chunk out of it. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, I'm positive. I don't want cooking chocolate with my tea. I'm okay. And then Killian proceeds just to take a little square of it and nibble away. So yeah.
Nice, yeah. So anyway, I wasn't impressed. So I told Mam that show I called and Mam was absolutely disgusted with me.
Hi, show. I'm so sorry that you came for tea and there was nothing and Killian offered you cook and chocolate, but call another day when I'm here. He's a disgrace.
Because in fairness to Killian's mum, she's made me brown bread so many times and like given it to him to give me.
Oh, and she'd have scones freshly made if you were coming in buns. Yeah, and also Owen was a bit disgusted at me.
Was
as
he?
Well.
Oh, yeah. That's what Owen had to say.
Terrible sorry about Killian offering you cook and chocolate the other day when you called to the house. Apologies on my behalf, on his behalf. If I had known, I would have went up to the shop and got some. Sorry again.
There you go.
Oh,
all
they're so sweet. Like, they're so nice. And I have to say, in your defence, like, you buy me stuff all the time. Like, you're always buying me treats.
And in my defence, I was just saying to you, there has to be someone that's went into a house and got something more miserable than a bit of cooking chocolate. Because that's nice. Niall, would you say no to a bit of cooking chocolate?
I used to eat it as a child and then I'd feel sick afterwards, to be honest. So yeah, probably. Cooking chocolate is pretty bad.
It wasn't going to hit the spot.
No,
you know?
Have you not went anywhere and like what's been handed in front of you has just been utterly miserable?
Well, I did have an incident a couple of years ago where my friend Emma invited me to. She was living in Athlone at the time. I've told you this before. And she said, I'm going to cook for you. That's okay. Didn't really know she had a cooking skill. But I was like, great. So I sat down at the table, waited for it to be served up. She was making lasagna. Can't go wrong with lasagna. Can't go wrong with lasagna. She says, there's one problem now. She ran out of what you call the layers.
There's pasta sheets.
Pasta sheets. She ran out of pasta sheets. So she decided a bird's eye potato waffle would be the topping on the lasagna.
You're better
than
that.
I just went, oh my God. Now, it was tasty. I won't lie. It was tasty, but it looked really weird.
It's like
miserable.
A version of shepherd's pie, I suppose, because it's just like, you know.
Yeah, it's just a tomato.
Just before you go, I once went to a house, right, and I have to be very careful not to, like,
incriminate.
Yeah. So the person whose house I went to, their granny had made scones. And we were halfway through eating scones, drinking our tea, and the next minute didn't I come across a massive elastic band inside the scone.
Oh my God.
I mean, not even a little, like this was like a giant elastic band, and I just kind of like tried to extract it from my mouth and like hold it in my hand as if to say like that.
What's in your mouth? Oh, I just have braces. I'm just taking out the elastic bands.
Wow. Okay. Oh. Things you've been served up in other people's houses and that left you just a little bit heart sinker. Yeah. Heart sinker moment, like the eating chocolate. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good, darling, we're good. Now, you need to elaborate on the WhatsApp that you sent us.
Don't mention names now, we won't shame anybody.
Yeah. Okay. It was an ex-family member. Oh. And they said, do you want to stay for dinner? So we said, yeah, of course. So she did this lovely pork dinner, but obviously left the chops in for too long.
Mm. Oh, no.
And we ended up with crispy chops.
Crispy chops.
crispy chops, but when you bit into them, they actually turned to powder in your mouth.
Oh.
And I actually didn't have the heart to tell her that.
It makes me feel better about my cooking chocolate, to be honest.
Oh, my God. And I had to turn around and say that I wasn't feeling quite well.
Yeah. What's my get out here?
So I didn't have to finish the dinner.
Oh, God. That's so grim. Was everyone just sitting there, like, pretending to chew on this dusty...
Yeah, yeah. Kids just was, like, eating them away. And I was kind of like... How can they do that?
Was there other edible stuff on the plate, like spuds or veg or
that
anything?
That you could kind of mix the plate around?
Not really.
No. Okay, all right. Your star, Kels, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a good day. Bye.
Let's take one more for now. Miserable thing you've been serving someone else's house. Becca was on.
Good morning, Niall Show and Killian. I thought this would be a good one that people might get a laugh out of. My granny is famously known for her coffee cake, and I was having a slice one day and I was biting into it and I was like, that doesn't feel right on my teeth, and it turned out it was a bit of the spatula, so it had been cooked with the spatula in it, so you can imagine the toxins off this plastic spatula that had been mixed in around with the cake. So I'm just thankful that I didn't choke on it and I didn't end up sick.
Oh my God, does your granny make scones as well?
Here's a chocolate cake with added spatula.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Give me that. When I wake up. Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with your
mates. Okay, so we're in the middle of TY Media Week here at Beat, and it's a wonderful week here in the building. We've 14 students from across the five counties, from different schools. They all arrived Monday morning. Nobody was saying that, and they were all shy. By Monday lunchtime, loudest bunch ever, all besties. I love it.
They're so lovely, yeah, though, and they like listen to us, and they're really genuinely like, yeah, happy to be here and like learning loads and like embracing it.
Absolutely,
a great crew.
Yeah. And they are spending the week, they're making content, so there's some audio which we'll be hearing next week on the takeover each evening, and also they're making some video and social content, and yesterday they published one of their videos on the Beat Insta and the Beat TikTok. You can check it out, and it's quite funny. They're almost taking the mick out of us.
They really are. If you saw on TikTok a couple of weeks back, it's getting, you know, kind of the older people of companies, you know, people in their 50s, 60s doing the Gen Z slang, but they had an idea, like, well, we're going to do your slang. To me and Megan, I was like, hey, Vine and millennial slang was a great time, and this is what they came up with.
So this is Gen Z reading a millennial script. Let's have a listen to some of it and see how it sounds.
What's up, my squad?
Let's vibe with Beat 102, 103, because it's like totally swag.
If you're not listening, are you even living your best life? Hashtag no filter, fam.
We're dropping the hardest tracks that will have you jamming harder than Gangnam Style.
LMFAO, more like LOL. This station is fire. Our presenters are lit, even better than spilling tea with your BFF.
They are more turnt than a Vine compilation.
If you're feeling Roar XC, crank up that volume.
Because our station is on fleek with vibes that will make you shout, damn, Daniel.
Hashtag living my best life. Hashtag blessed.
If you don't want FOMO, how, catch me outside, how about that?
No shade.
In summary, smash the tune-in button, turn up the dopeness, and let's get this awesome sauce parody started.
Because Beat is where the magic happens, and you're going to want to share it on BBM.
Yeah.
YOLO. Yeah.
I feel so seen. Yeah. I feel so seen.
So
I thought, will we turn it on its head this morning, right? Yeah. And that we will take, well, you maybe take the Gen Zs and I will take millennials, right?
Okay.
And what we will do is we will deliver the news to you this morning in that style. Okay, are you up for this?
Up for anything. So you're going to give me, like, this is a news story that
it's an
was...
an actual news story.
Yes,
today.
In the past 24 hours, so it was between 7 o'clock last night and 9 a.m. this morning.
Okay, so this is a news story all about the average person carries out 3 acts of kindness a day. So
okay, are you ready to go?
I'm stepping... Oh, this is my biggest fear in the world because,
the
like...
News.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know how they do it. I'm always in awe. Okay,
here we go. 3, 2, 1...
At 9, I'm Shona. All right, bet. So, peep this. People are flexing about 3 nice deeds a day. No cap. Like giving up your seat on the bus, helping a homie carry heavy stuff. up the stairs, or checking in on your sweet elderly neighbour. Those are major W's for spreading good vibes. 6 out of 10 folks think saying please and thank you is kind of essential, and over half say holding a door open is a total vibe. Basically, it's all about putting a smile on someone's face or being that good example. This info is from a survey by Fairy Nonbio. Just saying. That's it for now. More in an hour.
Hey, I think if we got Ethan and Jodie to read like that, it'll be a whole different beat news.
So, you were a mix there between someone from Jamaica and
from inner city London, Cockney.
Or Joey from Friends trying to be 19. It was like, that's totally whack, man.
Okay, my turn. And this time I am going to millennial style tell you about some bad news for drivers because the toll rates are going up. Okay, here we go. At 9, I'm Niall. So here's the tea. Tolls are about to be straight up extra next year. Probs will have you saying, I'm in my mum's car, broom broom. First off, the Dublin Port Tunnel is going from 12 to 13 euro during peak hours. Like, what are those? My bank account is shaking. And on the M4 from Kilcock to Kinnegad, you're going to get hit with a 10 cent increase. Meanwhile, if you're cruising on the M50 without a tag, get ready for that 10 cent heartbreak. It's given roadworks ahead. Oh yeah, I sure hope it does, energy. Buses and big rigs are catching that 10 cent vibe too on 8 major roads, including the M1 and M3. Transport Infrastructure Ireland is like, it's just inflation, fam. Like, face spam. Can we not? This is about to be me, sips tea. That's none of my business. So stay woke and save those coins, because this toll situation is a whole mood. Yeah.
That's
more
it
than
for
an
now.
Hour. More than an hour. Yeah.
Come on now.
Woo! Good job.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
23. Now, sorry, I just need to. Will you take over? I just need a moment to get in the zone here.
Okay, yeah. So, we asked you the question, what have you been a little bit naughty about, in the words of Matilda, over the last few days?
Stop doing those moves.
Niall's just over there, like, as if he's about to go into the ring. Yeah. So, we're asking you this morning to come forward with a little problem that you have in order for Niall to practice his kind of, I suppose, giving out skills.
Because he gave out to some kids at the weekend and he demonstrated what he did. And you know what, Niall? It was very pathetic.
Can I just say in my defence, Adam has been on. Okay. And he says, lads, if Niall asked us when we were kids to get down like that, we probably would have. But with Killian, we would be back to that wall every day and you'd have to chase us to get us off that wall if you were shouting
at
us.
And
like
I'd chase
that.
You. I'd get the wooden spoon out and I'd be running you down the road. Get out.
No, you would not.
Yeah,
would
I would. Not. No, but watch me.
Okay, let's talk to Sammy. Sammy, what have you done? You've been naughty. What have you done, Sammy?
I'm here all day telling my helper that I've only got 2 days work left and I'm on 3 weeks holidays.
Oh,
and I keep rubbing it in his face. And I'm going off to Spain and I'm going to Amsterdam and I'm like, 2 more days, Brendan. 2 more days.
So you're wrecking Brendan's head and it's not fair and we really need Niall to step in and kind of sort you out because 2 days of this, Brendan can't stand it, all right? So Sammy...
I started this yesterday, I started this yesterday,
okay. Okay, so Niall's about to absolutely go for it. He's just going to tear into you. Okay, Brendan, are you there as well, yeah?
No, he's out working.
Okay, I hope he's listening. I hope he can hear this. All right, Niall, get in the zone. Sammy, you're going to get it.
So where do you think you're going for the next 3 weeks, Sammy?
Spain and Amsterdam.
And why do you have to be so damn smug about it and make your colleagues feel like shite?
Well, for Spain, it's going to be roasting. And for Amsterdam, I don't think I need to say very much about that.
Well, I've been on the weather app and actually there's a bit of rain coming to Spain. The rain falls mostly on the plain in Spain or something like that. So, you know, you won't be so smug then, Sammy, if it's raining in Spain.
Oh, I'll send you pictures of the scorching heat down in Mercia, don't worry.
You know, if I was Brendan, I wouldn't even be angry with you. I'd just be disappointed in you with your smugness.
Oh, that's Sammy, get him back. Go.
Oh, come on now, don't be so jealous, darn it.
Yeah.
Just because you're going to be sitting here in the cold and the rain while I'm over there sunning myself, no tan lines, and then going off to Amsterdam to have a great time.
She's actually beating me, lads, because that does sound amazing.
No, Niall, you have one more uppercut to give. One more uppercut, you can get her back.
Well, what if you get burnt in Spain?
Oh, watch out, Sammy.
Then you won't be laughing with your sunburn lying in the bed at night. Ooh.
Okay, you win.
Sammy, you're so funny because you're real laid back. So he was just shouting at you and you were just at the other end of the phone going, yeah, whatever.
No, at the start when he started giving out to you.
He's very tame.
I need more work, but look, my heart is with Brendan today. That's all I'll say because he has a full day listening to you.
That's why he's going to get the travel mug.
He's
going to get this one as an apology.
Sammy, have a wonderful holiday. We're sending you off with our love.
Your husband, same to you.
Happy holidays, hon. Bye.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Okay, so Killian, you were off on. Sorry, you weren't off. You were working in Dublin on Friday.
In the big smoke.
And I shared the news that I was going to the opening of the National Opera Festival on Wexford Quay. And it's a big night in Wexford. We have fireworks. It's been going for years. It's big. It's a big event in the calendar, right? Mm. And so I knew that at it was going to be the mayor of Wexford, none other than Mr. George Lawler. And obviously I've had a bit of a thing with mayors lately. Like, I managed to get to Ibiza and meet the mayor over there. And why are you laughing?
It's like a weird fetish for you now.
It has become a little bit of a strange thing that I've got going on. Anyway, I made it my mission that on Friday night I would hopefully meet the mayor and get the chance to wear the chains, the mayoral chains. And so he's such a legend. He came on the show on Friday and this is what he had to say to me.
So tonight we're going to get her to hold the gold. keep pace with the necklace, reign with the chain, show flair as the mayor. She's going to swing on the bling.
and you did.
So I have his number and he messaged me and said, come to the side of the stage and let me know when you're there. And so he went up and did a speech at the start and he was in charge of officially launching the festival and the fireworks kicked off. And there's me like standing bottom of the steps, like ready for my moment, you know. And I assumed that like all the important people were up on the stage and that he might come down and like let me hold the chain and get a picture or whatever.
Side stage, or just not central to the events. Like.
No. He came down and he said, show. Come on up. So I got to go up onto the big stage, like the big stage with all these like important people, like head of the Opera Festival and George Lawler, and I'm up on the stage and I'm like, wow. And he calls
also
me over.
Also right in front of the rival station too, which is
okay,
great.
Well, we won't mention
points.
That.
Bonus points.
Anyway, so I was there and he said, right, we need to get a picture with Cho. And they had limited time because what happens is after they officially launch it, they go straight to the opera. So anyway, like so lovely, we got a picture together. Then he did this big thing of taking off his chains and putting them on me, which
in front of everybody
on the main stage
behind him.
Yeah, like in me hometown. Like I was really like, thanks, George.
I said Tom was hiding me.
He was at the bottom of the steps going, I'm having nothing to do with her tonight. I don't want to know.
The other thing that struck me about it was because everybody was quite overdressed because they were going to the opera. Dicky bow, top hat, tail.
I looked ridiculous.
Like, you could have put a gown on or something. Had you known?
No, I did know. I didn't know I was going to make the main stage. But like, I had a nice coat on and stuff. But like, everybody, was
really
but I wasn't going to the opera. Anyway, did that and like got my picture taken and he did a little video. And do you know what? He was so good, like up for the crack, right? And so it was a bit of a rush because obviously, as I said, they were trying to get to the opera. And so there was hugs and his wife was there and I was hugging them all. And I was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then I waved and I ran off and was about to run down the steps. And the next minute, they were all screaming, Shona! I still had the chains on. I had run off the stage wearing the mayoral chains. Uh-huh. So they all call me back and George's like, I'm going to need those, hon.
You'll be on Crime Line next month.
I'm really sorry. So Niall put it up on his Instagram story that it was like,
attempted theft of the mayoral chains.
My mother thought I was in trouble with the law when she saw it on Instagram. She thought that I had been genuinely
apprehended.
I was in a police station for stealing the mayoral chains. It was a joke, obviously. But yeah, that was my moment of, I just got caught up, and they're not that heavy. Like, you noted that the Wexford ones seem to be,
they're very different styles.
I actually like them. They're kind of all just rings. Like,
I got to hold some as well last Wednesday. I never disclosed this. I didn't want to take the light off her, so I met with the deputy mayor of Waterford, Adam Wise, talking at the Theatre Royal. Me and Megan were doing our digital media literacy tour, and he had a little velvet bag for
them.
Velvet like bag.
I'd like to touch those.
Adam, if you're listening, she's available for touching.
It sounds nice. It's got a little.
Top of the morning. Wake up with your mates. Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning. We're getting bookish today, and we are talking about a book that I bought at the airport called You and Me on Vacation. Two best friends, 10 summer trips, their last chance to fall in love. It's written by Emily Henry for anybody.
This is going to rip off of One Day. 10 trips from the falling in love. Like,
good point. Well made. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. It was $14.99.
Right, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah. No, that's and expensive. Like
is
books,
it,
yeah,
book? Books. That's are not expensive. Expensive. Books are 20 quid now. Sometimes
not paperbacks.
You haven't got very far, given you went on holidays 2 weeks ago.
I know. I've been busy. I have a life.
So you're not actually not hooked by it, are you?
Well,
if you were really hooked by it, you'd be savouring it every. You'd be taking your tea breaks upstairs with your little book in the canteen.
I'm sorry. I'm very.
Wake up and choose violence this morning. What's going on with
I'm
you?
Very busy. And also, my child is reading to me at night, so I'm choosing her. Okay. Do you want to give this a little go?
Yeah.
Set the mood. Okay. Can you call me a loser?
No, sorry.
I have a child.
Come around the fireplace, everybody. Okay. Come around.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, that's
I'll go
gross.
First.
Okay, so there's sections there for you. So I'm just going to. Actually, I might sit down.
Do, actually. Actually, yeah. I might, for a change, I might sit down too as well. So we
oh,
all
let's all sit down.
Cross
let's
your legs.
Try and stand up, will I?
And everybody relax now. It's reading time. Jack. Jack and Ori on Beat Breakfast. A quick smile flits across his mouth. Jesus.
I honestly don't know if that's the fever talking.
Oh, God.
No. I scrunch my eyes shut, feeling the tears cutting trails down my cheeks. It's real. I'm so sorry.
Hey!
He brushes the hair out of my face.
You know I don't care about that, right? I only care about getting to spend time with you.
He's Mr. Bean.
He's Mr. Bean.
His thumb lightly traces the wet streak, making its way down the side of my nose.
What the hell? She's got a fever.
Oh. Heading it off just before it reaches my top lip.
Ooh. I'm sorry you don't feel well and that you're missing the ice hotel, but I'm okay right here.
There you go. It's over to you, Killian, to take over.
Oh, my God, what was your character choice there?
Anyway, I don't
know, it was definitely Mr. Bean. Okay, Killian, part
so
two.
So I read the... So, yeah, anything inverted commas is dialogue. So I have to put on a little voice.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, it's been a long time since I read a book.
That's okay, darling.
Every ounce of dignity obliterated by having had this man change my pea-drenched bedding.
Oh!
What the hell? Oh, God, I didn't read that bit ahead.
I reach up for his neck and pull him toward me. And he shifts onto the bed beside me.
He's lying in her pee.
Maneuvering close at the beckoning of my hands. He wraps an arm around my back and draws me into his chest. And I slip an arm around his waist too. And we lie there, tangled together.
In pee.
I can feel your heartbeat, I tell him. I can feel yours, he says.
Oh, it's Matthew McConaughey.
I'm sorry. I peed the bed.
What are you reading?
Is this
some fetish stuff?
Sorry. Mark texted in and said, give reading a try, Killian. It's great. Not if people are peeing beds. Like, why would you want to...
This is a chick flick. I don't know. I haven't got that far. She gets some kind of a fever. Right?
Anybody. Dignity obliterated by having had this man change my pea-drenched bedding.
Oh, what?
That's what I just read on national radio.
You've got weird interest, Shona Lyons.
Yeah,
really weird. And your child is reading this.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Wake up.
Do it.
Monday. Let's get this week open at 'em, as they say. Open Adam.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Open Adam.
Open Adam is
like
a quote.
It's an old saying.
Yeah,
like.
It's a quote from a really old film. I can't think of it. Anyway, Kinder Bueno. Do we like Kinder Bueno?
Yeah.
I just had a Kinder Bueno yesterday. Like, I
Did
love
you?
A Kinder. Yeah, with a cup of tea.
And it's all very trendy now to have like Kinder Bueno cheesecakes and the Kinder Bueno, you know.
Even I went for a breakfast on Saturday morning and she got a crepe. It was called a Kinder Bueno crepe.
Okay.
So it was covered in like, there's some kind of Bueno sauce and then it had pieces of Kinder Bueno on top.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm talking Kinder Bueno this morning is they did a poll on social media over the weekend and it was kind of on the unusual methods of kind of improving people's moods.
Okay, lifting your spirits. So
exactly. So the telling dad jokes lifts people's spirits, listen to music, nostalgic music and everything.
Music, yeah.
And I was thinking, I must be on like another side of the planet because some things that lift my mood are really, really, could be mundane, but could be a bit gross. Because yesterday, Sunday, it was kind of my do nothing day, but in order to do a do nothing day, I like to get stuff done at the start of the day. So like, okay. I woke up at 8:30 and I was like, right, so if I do my washing, if
so
I
you
clean
don't
up,
mind what is what's that the current phrase there, rotting out on the couch once you feel you achieve something beforehand.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got my 2 loads of washing done. Storm Abigail or whatever you're called, thank you so much. I got my clothes dry. It was
Ashley,
lovely.
Can I say about you, Killian, which I don't know if you realise this about yourself, but if we pulled all of the times that you said I put my washing out in or on, you love talking about your washing.
You must wear a lot of clothes, do you?
Yeah. I do,
you
yeah.
You constantly washing.
I'm a bit overweight, so I sweat a lot, so only one uses out of clothes, so you have to wash them.
Okay.
But anyway,
go on.
I said, right, I'm going to clean the shower. And I live with Megan, who has a lot of hair.
Oh,
and I know it may sound disgusting,
job.
But you know what lifts my mood is unclogging the drain with the hair. I think it's lovely. I think it's so satisfying when you see all the water build up and then when you unclog it and then you just have a clear flow.
Mm. Do you want to come into my house? Because it is the one, well, it's not the one thing, but it's one of the top jobs that Tom like berates me for, because he says that like not only are you pulling out the hair, like you're pulling what I like to call the shower dew. So
yeah.
Like it's got like, you don't know what's in that. Like that's
I'm sure you're washing your hands anyway. You're cleaning the shower. It's just
and it's not that bad. It's kind of, it's like the remains of the shampoo and the body wash is all clogged.
Yeah, but it's all
gooping up in the hair, isn't it?
It's all your bitty stuff as well. Like you're just bit.
Belly button,
anyway,
Tom's belly button fluff.
Oh no,
that's number two on my list.
Picking out fluff,
improving my mood. There's nothing like just sitting on the couch and you go, oh, I'll go up and rub my belly for a while. Then there's a bit of fluff.
What is it with you lads? Because I have been on this planet for how many years, and I've never had a bit of fluff
Why
on my
do
belly
guys
button.
Not get belly button fluff.
I've never
this.
Gotten
is it.
Because
we're hairier or what? That it gathers the fluff. I'm not sure.
I've never once pulled anything out of my belly button.
I think that's really weird.
That's really, really weird.
Honestly,
have you never got a new top that's like, you know, you get the fluff out? You know, Niall, if you get like a new, say, Gansy, and when you take it off and your t-shirt's all like kind of, I don't know, fluff or with the material, like, so I got my new fleece and that's got all those little fluffy bits, so they end up in
my
belly button.
Well, I find it really weird. Like, I could be wearing a t-shirt that I've had for a year and like there can't be any fluff left on it, and then by lunchtime I pull up my top and there's belly button fluff.
I don't think my hole is deep enough, the belly button hole. I don't think it's like got enough room to
put the finger in.
I'm an innie, but like honestly I've never, and I'm pretty sure like I'm not on my own there. Like if there's any girls awake this morning that can
girls,
say
is
confirm.
This a thing? Do girls just not get belly button fluff?
Yeah, I do.
No, I swear I'm not, like I wouldn't be ashamed of it, because I actually don't think
she
belly
has no shame.
No, I don't have any shame.
Yeah. You would admit it. I know you'd admit it.
Actually, on that note, right, and I don't mean to be like going down a disgusting route this morning.
Well, we've started already. Yeah, as well.
But started so we'll finish. I don't get belly button fluff, and I always remember, and I don't know if Tom gets this, but do you get fluff between your toes? My dad gets fluff between his toes. Or
that's actually another one that lifts my mood as well.
Of course it is.
You know, after the shower, and sometimes there's just it dries up and you just have to, you know.
No, I don't really get toe fluff.
It's not skin, like it's again, it's
no,
like
but it's
fluff.
A mixture of skin and fluff.
Yeah, my dad, I remember my dad cleaning his.
Speaking of the feet, here's my third and final one.
Okay.
Now, this is a trigger warning.
Okay.
Because it might not harm some of you, but it might be a bit disgusting. But nothing lifts my mood. So you know when you come out of the shower and your toenails are all soft, you know, and they're ready to be cleaned, you know, because they're warm water. So sometimes on my big toe, not that I have an ingrown toenail, but sometimes like it's in the corner of it, and I'm like,
it is hard to get the edges of toes.
Exactly. So I need to get that edge out. There is nothing more satisfying than getting the scissors in and getting it. Oh my god, I'd be tip top form. I could climb Kilimanjaro. I'd be so happy.
Because it's soft, you see, you can get at it.
Yeah, but it's just getting it out.
There is the other opposite, unfortunately, and it's a risky business, that one, because you know when you just go a little bit too deep with the cut on the tongue,
sore.
And it's sore on the edge. That's,
mind yourself.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Am I a weird guy?
You are a little bit.
No, I actually don't think you are. I think you just say what everybody else is probably like
too afraid to say.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love telling a dad joke. That makes me so, it lifts my moods. Go out yourself. If you get a good ingrown toenail or whatever, that's peak.
Do you have anything to add to this show?
My list is very weird as well.
Is this?
Yeah. I'd like a bit of that to lift my spirits. Killian's already talked about his toenails, cleaning the hair out of the shower, which, by the way, actually, a lovely listener of this show sent me in, like, it's a catcher for hair.
Yeah, it doesn't work. We have one.
Okay.
We have one. I'm telling you, you're better off just letting it build up and then you get that really good stuff.
You're sick.
The Jew. Hey! Let's clean the shower, like. Sometimes I like it to go dirty and then like really dirty. Stop. And then I give you a good clean.
No, stop it. Right. Okay, do you want mine?
This is basically the little things that lift your spirits, and there's a survey out today and it's all really nice things, but we're saying no, often it's the kind of weird and out there things that really lift your spirits.
Okay. So yesterday, a bit like Killian, I did a bit of a wash and I did the bed sheets, and it's so satisfying to put them on before I was going to bed last night. But doubly satisfying. Nothing like getting into a fresh pair of sheets, right? Mm. Like as in lying on that, knowing that it's clean.
Where's this going? This is very normal.
Before I got in, I showered and shaved my legs, right? And I don't know if this is just me, right? Bear with me. I like to, like, when I shave my legs, then I get into the bed with, like, shorts on. And then I like to, like, feel my legs when I'm in the bed, because I'm like, oh, they're so soft and silky and they're up against, like, clean sheets. Okay, just me.
Yeah, not really astronomical about that.
No, it's not something that we can really associate with. I've never had.
Yeah, I guess
legs,
you don't shave your legs. Okay, yeah. Well, just to say
that maybe I might try do it if it gives you that good a feeling.
Yeah,
I want to achieve that. I want that goodness.
The feeling of cleanly shaven legs on clean sheets. Mwah! Number two, right? And this is completely out there and not something that you can really achieve by just like, I suppose, going about it. I love the feeling of when you really, 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 really need to go to the bathroom and you've been waiting for a very long time.
The relief.
Oh my God, like, is there anything better? Because my bladder is so weak. And
yeah,
you know that moment where, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Both situations are just number one,
No, no, just number one. Oh. Just, it doesn't. Yeah.
I get it for both.
Yeah, I don't. I love that feeling. And I was in the car the other day, having come back from Dublin Airport, and the traffic on the M50 was so bad.
Yeah.
And I thought I would never get to Coins Cross.
Okay.
Like, not only does Coins Cross have a beautiful toilet, it has an M&S and a Burger King, so it really had everything.
Ticks every box.
Yeah, every single
box.
It's
not only that one, though. It's when you mentioned the plane, the first one, because I hate using the bathroom planes.
Yeah.
The first one when you get off in Dublin Airport or somewhere where you go to the Jacks, it's like, oh my God, that's the best thing in the world.
Because it's like a proper one.
Yeah. It's a proper one. You deserve it. It wasn't just like, oh, I want to get 5 minutes off work and go to the toilet. Like, you actually deserve this one. You needed it.
And you feel it. Like, it's not like.
Oh, you feel it. Oh, you feel it.
Okay, and number three, right? And bear with me again, but I just thought of this because it happened to me yesterday. I eat All Bran. You know, the cereal All Bran.
Oh God, where is this going?
You know the end of a packet of All Bran. Now maybe it's all cereal, but it's like the dusty bit. I love the dusty bit.
Do you?
Oh yeah. Am I sick?
That's disgusting.
Is it?
Do you like them as well?
No, I don't really. Well, I don't eat All Bran, but I know what you're talking about. And the dusty bit. It just gets the mush though when it gets hit.
No.
Yeah, exactly. It just curdles up into like a paste.
It's
horrible.
Because I don't take a huge amount of milk, when I hit the end of the packet with like the dusty bit on top, I'm like,
talking dusty bits, the greatest dusty bits in life are crisp dusty bits. You know, at the end of a Monster Munch bag or something, where it's kind of just flavor.
But they're grand because they're dry. But you have your dusty bits like in with a milk, and then it's after getting this weird paste.
Tastes good.
Right, okay. Niall, come on.
Okay, couple of quick ones for you then. Right, couple of quick ones for you then. The weird little things that lift my spirit. I've had a head cold for 10 days. There is nothing like blowing into a tissue or handkerchief and filling it. Because
I get it.
You know what I mean? You know that was blocking you. That was clogging you. It was stopping your breathing properly. And now there it is, like soup in your tissue.
Do you do it in the shower?
Oh, because
Footballer.
The
snort.
Big, like,
the footballer snort.
Remember when you're in the shower?
Yeah, that's
brilliant.
And you see the blob on the floor.
Sometimes it goes on my belly.
No.
You do. You just go.
I'm out.
Have you never done the footballer snort?
Come on, Joe.
I have never taken one nostril and stuck a finger against it and then snotted out stuff. I've never in my life.
Oh,
in
it's
my
the best feeling ever. Honest to God, it gets rid of so much. You're only doing a little petite one, like going through a tissue. Oh.
No, I don't fill it up like soup. I can't believe you said that. Like, that's just like, you and Tom are exactly the same. Like, he has had a cold for a year, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's got it checked, by the way, just in case he's fine. It was an infection. He sorted, but he used to regularly do that and like chase me around the kitchen, and I'm like, what have I done to deserve this? Like, I deserve better,
boys. Number two on the list, actually this is kind of a nice one, but it struck me this morning when I left the house. Whatever way the wind blew last night, every leaf in my estate landed on my doorstep, so they were about 5 foot, no not 5 foot, but maybe about 3 foot deep, and so the crunch as I stepped outside my door this morning was just unbelievable.
You should take a picture for Instagram of that later. It's real. That's real.
Like, in October,
stick season.
Oh yeah, everyone's putting stick season up on Instagram.
Okay.
Go on.
And number two, since you were talking about toilet and you were talking about the rush to the number one, it really did strike me there because you touched on it. A good number two, like,
you know, yeah,
a good, no, a good evacuation. Ghosty one. Not what do you mean a ghosty one?
A ghosty one is when you go for number two and then you go to do the bit after it, but there's nothing there just it's perfect because it's not like, oh, no more work,
job done.
If there's any girl listening this morning that would, I'm genuinely serious. If you would like to come into studio for the next 2.5 hours and stay with me while
just hold her hand,
like, just hold my, just support me. I'm not even joking. Come into the studio.
Well, Katrina has been on to us. We'll hear what she has to say.
Good morning, guys. Something that makes me feel good is if I'm at work with the keyboard, I like to get a paper clip and unwind it and then just dig out the dirt and fluff that's in between the keys. I don't know, there's something quite satisfying about doing that. Yeah, so that's my quirky thing. Have a good day. Bye.
I like that.
Let's try
I've
it
never
later.
Done that.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, let's do it.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Insta there doing the news. Just having a look. You've been so busy lately. The carousels have been coming at me thick and fast.
Oh, I love a carousel.
You know,
with
the Imra Awards, you had Shine, and then Abita. I mean, did you get, I think you got the full 20.
I used all
up,
20
up
of
max,
my allowance.
Up to the hilt. Because you love an old gallery, an old carousel, and you were showing off your holiday.
Yeah.
There was one pic that stand out on its own, though. Part of a carousel, and I have to say we were blown away by it because A, you look absolutely stunning in it, but B, we knew by the words you chose that actually this was a bit of a thing. Like, it took quite a lot of confidence to put that picture up. Talk to us about it.
So it sounds ridiculous. It's just me in a bikini, but I've never posted a bikini pic before. And when I was over in Ibiza, I was obviously with my mum and dad. Tom wasn't there because he had to work, and Eve was there, my brother was there, my uncle and my aunt, and so it was very much like a family affair. And I think we were only there for like 4 or 5 days, but it was the first time where I just went, I feel really content. And I'm not just talking about like the picture and how I looked or whatever. I mean, like, I just felt really content in myself. It was just this lovely 4 days where I was like feeling really grateful for where I was, I suppose. And I guess that's why I posted it. But I wanted to say that when I put the caption on it, I hate captions, lads. I absolutely
I know.
Hate coming up with a caption for, I'm not funny, you know, I'm not funny enough to post something.
You are very funny. It's just, it's very hard to put that in words, I think, sometimes in a caption. I'm the same, like, you know, I hate them.
Yeah, but you, what do you always say to me? Like, you're not traditionally funny, or you're just like, I don't know, you like, I'm not funny with, like, I'm not clever or smart or witty with,
you'll
like,
never be like the headline writer in The Sun or anything like
no,
that. You know, that's not our thing.
No, that's not my humour. And so when it comes to captions, I kind of bottle it a little bit, and I like, sometimes they're cheesy, and then sometimes like I try to, I suppose, be real. And I don't regret it, like, absolutely I'm glad that I posted that, but I didn't really say what I was feeling. So sorry if I can just pull it up. I said, Ola from the Island of Joy, was posting the bikini, then I wasn't, so here we are, done. Eve is 10 this December, and it's taken me until now to share a picture like this and genuinely feel good. Here's to being a little bit more brave and fearless. And I thanked the girl Tracy who helped me get a little bit fit over the last couple of months. But what I wanted to really say was that in that picture, and the reason that probably I haven't done that before, and not that you have to, it's not about that, I don't care really about that, but I have like stretch marks on my stomach, I have stretch marks here, and they're all part of me because I've had Eve. And I think that was what I wanted to say, that like, my body has changed massively, like lots of women's bodies do over the years. Whether you've had kids or not, our bodies naturally change. And I wanted to say that, like, I'm at a place in my life where I kind of am owning who I am a little bit more. Not by any means like there yet. I think it's constantly like this work in progress thing. And I was at this women's event last week, and we were talking about mantras, and they turned it on me because I asked them all what their mantra was. Then I was sitting in the middle going, oh god, and they said, what's yours? And I said, I should have one, like I do daily affirmations. But the only thing I will say is that I have learned to be myself a little bit more, because I spent, I think, so many years trying to be a version of myself that I thought people wanted me to be, or thought I was, so I was trying to fit into like what I thought people would like. Such a people pleaser, you know that.
Absolutely.
You know, from meeting me, whatever,
7 years ago, eight years ago.
That's
I think one of the things is getting older can be a pain in many ways, because obviously your looks are different and all that kind of thing. But one of the good things, and one of the really great things about getting older, is that little bit of acceptance you start to get in yourself that I am what I am, you know. And take it or leave it, but I'm happy with it, you know.
And it's also about, I guess I've come to realise, like, being around people who kind of make you feel like that, yeah, as well, that you know it. You've got your people, and like, you don't need a load of people, you just need a few good people in your life and family who are going to make you feel good about yourself. And I think I've always said that, but I think on that holiday I actually was like, oh my god, I feel that now.
Now, having said that, you know, I very much acceptance in myself at this kind of stage. I'll always have little birdie twig legs, that's fine, happy with it, right?
Cute.
But I'm still not at the stage where I'd be comfortable posting a shirtless pic when I'm away in Spain. I would, like, I'm my friend's taking me, like, I don't know, you know, is it the Instagram thing, is it the perfect bods thing, what it is, but I'm just like, no, I just don't want to be kind of like shirtless and on my Instagram, you know. I suppose I'm still conscious of what will other people see when they see me, you know.
But I think there is something in that, isn't there, of like shedding that idea that it doesn't really matter if the people that you
care about are important.
Yeah, are like constantly backing you. And like, sorry, Killian, I feel like you want to say
he's just sitting taking it all in.
I know, yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
And you look fabulous every single day of the week. But yeah, no, I get you.
Not when she wears the Birkenstocks. Just want to say that. Just want to add that one in. Not the Birkenstocks.
What about sometimes?
Sometimes the little piggies look nice. No, I just want to say for younger people listening, because I am a bigger size than I was when I was in my teens, but I always felt like I was a big guy when I was in school. So I always viewed myself bigger than I was. And we'd go on school trips or we'd be in a dressing room like for GAA, and I'd be so self-conscious that I'm the big guy and everyone's going to be looking at me and like, oh, my man boobies are out or my belly's out, I don't want to get changed in front of people, and all these lads would just be like sticks, and you know, they'd have the muscles and everything, and I'd be like, oh, Jesus, like, I'm the big guy. Now I'm so much bigger than I was when I was in school, but I just, like, even going swimming now, I wouldn't even go swimming when I was younger. I'd be afraid of what people would be thinking. But now I don't care if my belly's out, I don't care if my man boobies are out, I want to go for a swim. And that's the thing I want to say, no one gives a shit. No one gives a hoot. Yeah. Everyone's too focused on themselves and doing their own thing to be noticing other people.
And their own insecurities. Everyone's
exactly.
thinking about that.
If I want to go to Guillemin and hop in, I'm going to do it in my GA shorts. I couldn't give. Like, I'm there for a good time for myself. So obviously, those things I can improve on myself. I know I can lose weight. I'm just a lazy sod.
Yeah,
and I know
a
day will come when it'll click and I'll go, right, get your shit together, Killian. But I just want to say, I'm so proud of you. And I know it took a lot for you to do that. And I know you probably were thinking, like, people are going to be mean to me, or people are going to, no one cares. Not that no one cares, but you're beautiful and you should know you're beautiful. And once you're happy within yourself, I don't think it matters what anyone's opinion is.
Oh, you're both so sweet, and thank you for saying that. But it is, I really want to point out the fact that, like, yes, it was a bikini picture, but it was more about the actual, like, for me, that was just a massive, like, release of, I don't have to, like, pretend to be something that I'm not anymore. And like, it's not about being perfect.
Or I shouldn't have to angle my body in a certain way. Or I shouldn't, this is me. And
or like there, that's all wrinkly there. Like, I was like, no, that is my body. That is who I am. That's what I look like. And as you say, like Tom did say to me, oh, I'll be a bit worried that someone will say something mean to you.
Somebody might say something in the comments. Yeah.
And I said, well, then if they do, like, they can just unfollow. Like, why? I
would. It's on them, not on me.
I would just never think to do that. Like, I think, God, who are those people that like comment negatively? Mm. They're people that
have no life. Really sad in themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
And what we do, I suppose, like, as part of our job, there is an element of, like, you know,
we're
online.
Out there.
I wanted to be able to say, it's taken me a long time to get here. Not sure when I'll do it again.
Yeah. Well, I just have one question to finish.
Yeah.
You know what we started with the show earlier on, when we do the life size cardboard cutouts, can we do the bikini one for you?
Even for me,
it should be. Killian wants that one in his living room.
I told her when she posted it, said stick their heels on now,
and big jails.
Yeah. Hey.
Thank you for all the lovely messages coming in,
so
by the
lovely.
way. I suppose we wanted to just kind of talk about this because I think it is very relatable for a lot of people, you know. A couple of the messages coming in, I'm going to start with this one, which is a lovely message from Tina, who says, well done show, Niall. Perfection is an illusion. If you are at what's perfect for you, that's all that matters. So take the pick, Niall. Killian is right. My boy is the bigger one in his class. He's taken a few years to overcome how he felt about it, and now he doesn't care. He's happy in himself, and I've told him we can't be everyone's cup of tea. If we were, we'd be a mug, and opinions are like bums. Arseholes. Everyone has one. It doesn't mean they're right. It costs nothing to be kind, and a smile goes a long way.
Thanks,
guys,
Tina.
Please keep me in on, but I just want to say I'm in tears after listening to the show. I'm currently not where I want to be with my body, and her story story has given me the kick I need to own myself and not be bothered about what other people think of me. People are going to judge us no matter what we do. So thanks so much for helping me this morning and well done.
Oh, I'm going to reply to you separately, but I'm sending you all my love this morning and hope you're okay.
And Sean was on to us too.
There's no shame in having a little bit of extra and isn't like that. And the people who judge you for it should look in the mirror and say, am I the perfect one? Because I guarantee the other ones who are not perfect and are trying to shame other people because they're ashamed of themselves.
Thank you for that.
Thanks,
John. And one more. I love the empowerment for you posting that picture, show. I'm fat and I'm proud of my body. I work out 6 days a week for movement only, not for any kind of weight loss. I'm vegan for other reasons rather than diet. I think diet culture can ruin people. I will 100% wear a bikini on holiday or go topless. I don't care what others think. I love who I am and I'm so comfortable with my body. My body does so much for me, even with all my stretch marks and the rolls. I honestly don't care and I love that you feel so content in yourself.
She's off. No, don't cry. No, because my mom, you can read out my mom's message.
Oh, no, I know. I don't know if I'm able for Anne's message this morning.
No, it involves you, so you can
okay,
read it.
Okay, so this is from Meshow's mom, Anne. Well done. That was a brilliant, sincere and thought-provoking section. You sounded super and so well-deserved. Very proud to listen to you and well done to Niall and Killian for the lovely support. XXXXX.
No, honestly, thank you, because I wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been for you guys. Thanks.
How's your Instagram going, by the way, show? Boom, bang, boom, 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 bang. Add, add, add. Where's the McKeely pick?
I've got a few new followers.
Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
Just Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning.
Wake up.
I'm going to wake you up.
Okay, I'm not quite awake yet, so don't push us too hard.
I've come up with a new little game.
Okay.
It's called What the Bluff.
What the Bluff?
What the Bluff?
What the Bluff, man? Do you like that?
Yeah.
It's all about bluffing. It's all about bluffing. Yeah. So I kind of saw it on TikTok, so credit to TikTok where it is. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little bit of a topic and it's all about bluffing. See who can name the most. So say if I say, I want you to see how many songs from the noughties you can name. So Niall, in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
How many do you think you can name?
Songs from the noughties?
Yeah.
In 30 seconds, I could probably get over 50.
Okay. Show.
30 seconds,
yeah,
really?
Songs from the noughties.
Oh, I was just 30 seconds. I'd say 20.
20. Yeah. So there we go. So the aim of the game is you think Niall's bluffing on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, totally, because it's not physically possible to name 50 songs, yeah.
Do you know what? I had another little topic, but you know what? I think you're bluffing. Can you name 50 songs?
I thought that was an example, to be honest.
Well, you were very confident.
I probably could, yeah.
Could you?
I'd have a go at it, yeah. I'm just thinking of your throwbacks there, like in the songs that I schedule every day.
Show 50 songs in 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, let him take that. Absolutely.
Okay, Niall, put your money where your mouth is. 30 seconds on the clock. Can you name 50 naughty songs in 30 seconds?
Okay, let's go. Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground. Girls Aloud, Biology. Shaggy Wasn't Me. Shaggy Angel. Rihanna Umbrella. Rihanna. What are the other? Ponda Replay. Rihanna California King Bed. Let's think Take That. Greatest Day. Let's think Westlife. What were the naughty songs? World of Our Own. When You're Looking Like That. Let's think who else are we thinking? Give me an act here from the naughties. Let's think Beyonce. Crazy in Love. Beyonce. Baby Boy. Beyonce. I probably only got about 25, did I?
Adele.
Rolling in the Deep.
That was 20 times. 16.
You see, I think like 30 seconds, like that was, I know, that was really hard.
That's
like
an example, right? Yeah. So we're going back to a level playing field here now. Okay?
Oh, we're playing again. Okay.
Playing again. That was an example. See how it goes. Because do you know what? That was a bit mean to you, Niall. 50 seconds, you're very confident to show how it goes. Right. So between the two of you is here now.
Okay.
I want you to name things that you can do at a wedding.
Things you can do at a wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in 30 seconds, I'd say I can name 10.
I'm just going to try beat. I'm going to say 11.
So, do you think you can name more than that?
12.
You're going to go 12?
Yeah. Do you think she's lying or do you think you can name more things you can do at a wedding?
No, I'm going to let her go for the 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What the Bluff show.
Here we go.
13 things you can do at a wedding.
Let's go.
You can wear a dress, you can wear a hat, you can dance on the dance floor, you can eat your dinner, you can talk to the bride and groom, you can at a wedding, you can, if you want, you can stand up and say a speech. You can be the person that if anybody thinks there's any reason why this marriage shouldn't go ahead, you can stand up, you could sing a song if you wanted, you could tell an embarrassing joke, you could join the band on stage, you could do the splits, you could... I think that bet is wrong though? Am I not losing 3 seconds at the end?
No.
When the bomb goes, the bomb goes.
It was 12. You were one off.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. Yeah, some of them were questionable.
But it's always going to be questionable if you ask me.
Yeah, there was one question. You can wear a dress, you can wear a hat. Like, is that not, you can wear clothes?
You can talk to people.
She can stand up. What do you say? You can stand up and object to the wedding.
That was my favourite one.
What kind of wedding have you been to where someone's had?
I've waited all my life for somebody to do that.
I know. Do you ever have that moment when you're at a wedding and you go, imagine someone interjected?
But the priest doesn't do it in Ireland, does he? He doesn't make that offer, does he? If anyone has any objections, stand up now. I'm trying to think. I can't remember hearing.
No, I definitely think I've heard it at weddings. Okay. Like,
has anyone ever seen somebody stand up at a wedding and go, no, he loves me?
I'm going to do it at the next wedding, Matt. I'm just going to go into a random wedding. I just go, I object.
Yeah.
Imagine stand doing the back. That. No. You can wear a dress to a wedding.
It's, yeah, you can.
You can. You can wear a hat.
It's my new game.
You can talk to the bride at a wedding.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you can. You can get up and you can shout at the object.
Well, it's not as if there's an official list of things that I got wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
no,
very...
No, you could do anything. You can go for a wee at a wedding.
Yeah, well, obviously in the bathroom. But like, it's very open
you
to...
You could scratch your ear at a wedding.
Yeah, exactly. I could have said anything. You couldn't have... disputed argue. It because there's no official list of what to do at a wedding. Yeah.
Okay, welcome to our new game, What the Bluff.
What the Bluff,
where Niall and Seán have to bluff their way out of answering questions and whoever falls on the bad side gets it.
I actually think I think we're quite good bluffers anyway, so I think this is kind of suited to us.
Okay, yeah. We'll play our last and final round for today, and we may never play this again.
You may never hear this again.
This might be your only chance to hear a game of What's My Bluff.
Okay, yeah. I want you to tell me as many things in 30 seconds that you can think of, things that you can ride on.
Things you can ride on. Ooh, okay.
I've never seen Sho's face so happy. She just lit up there.
I'd say I can do 10.
I'd say I can do, I'm going to go for 12.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, there's no way.
Okay, take it.
You want me to take it?
Yeah,
take it at 12.
Yeah. Okay, 30 seconds if you can name 12 things you can ride on.
You can ride on a tractor. You can ride on a horse. Yeah. You can ride on a camel. Yeah. You can ride on a donkey. I've done it. You can ride on a go-kart.
Yes.
You can ride on a bicycle.
Yes.
You can ride on a unicycle. Yeah. You can ride on a tricycle.
Yes.
You can ride on a horse. I said a cart. The back part. The cart.
No, that's not right.
No, you can get on the horse or you can get on the cart.
Yeah, come on.
Absolutely no way. You can ride on a...
Why are you dancing? Lady.
Needed the point.
I can't believe you said a lady.
Sorry, I needed the point, everyone. I apologise.
Did he get the point?
Did I get there?
You got 10.
Oh my God. I put my neck on the line and my career on the line.
Do you know what the funniest thing is? I thought you said things you can write on.
Eat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.